Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Essie, and I'm coming at you on September 21st, 2008, and as of September 22nd, Monday, tomorrow, 2008, at 11:45, we will be experiencing our first autumn of 2008, first day of autumn of 2008. Praise God. That's my favorite time of year. I love autumn. I love the colors. Shows me God is an artist. Our Father is an artist. Amen. I just love autumn. I want to talk to you about something that I've been noticing the last couple of years about colds, flus, whatever you want to call it. Have you noticed that colds are not what they used to be? Flu is not the way it used to be. Something is happening with people. And the sleepers are not noticing this, but those who dwell in the house of the Lord and in His presence can feel it and can tell. I myself have not been feeling too well the last few days, and my son wasn't feeling too good a couple days ago too. But what he has noticed, and I have noticed this, and my family's noticed this as well, is the fact that you not only get physical symptoms with colds and flus and things like that anymore. I've been noticing now for a couple of years that when you get a cold or when you get a flu, it deals not only with your physical aspect, the physical aspect of the man, of your body, it deals with the mental, the emotional, it deals with your feelings. There's people who've gotten colds. There's something going around now. I don't know what it is, but it's more than just a physical cold. And people are sneezing and coughing, okay, which sounds like the typical cold, or they're sleeping a lot. And I also notice with this new cold, call me crazy if you want to. I don't care. I got to tell it. I'm a child of God. You know, I sound the alarm. So that's what I'm doing. I'm sounding the alarm. But I also notice that with this new cold, okay, my hands are dirty because I shucked walnuts the other day. But I noticed with this new cold is the fact that people are feeling depressed with it. Like depression comes with it. I've heard people say that they just wanted to kill themselves, or they just, no, they're not necessarily kill themselves, but I heard them say that they no longer feel like living. It's like a hopelessness. I believe that the enemy is planting hopelessness into us nowadays. And who is our hope? Jesus Christ is our hope. He is trying to use physical iniquities, physical illnesses, to make God's people spiritually lacking. And that's what I believe. So keep up with your health. Continue to pray for your health. Continue to eat right and get good rest. It's important, Christians, brothers and sisters, that we get good rest. You need rest. You're going to need rest for these days and times that are coming. You know, Jesus is coming soon. And I'm not just saying that because preachers have been saying that for years. I'm saying that because God's been showing me, and I see it and I feel it. Jesus is coming soon. I believe Jesus is coming in this generation. A lot of us will be alive to see His feet parting that sky. Jesus is coming. And the devil, he knows his time is short. He's running rampant. Oh, listen, I wanted to read something to you. I'll be reading for Romans chapter 8, I believe, chapter 8, verse 5. And then I'll continue on until I feel that the Spirit tells me to stop reading. And it says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace." See, if you keep your mind on that flesh, thinking, oh, it's just a cold. Okay. It's not just, I don't care what anybody says. These flus and colds we're experiencing are not just spiritual. It's not just flesh anymore. And those that don't understand the things of the Spirit. Well, let me continue to read. Okay, verse 6 says, verse 7, but the carnal mind is enmity against God. See, the fleshly thinking is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But, and I'm on verse 9 now. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. That's if you're a child of God. You're not of the flesh. You're of the Spirit. And so you could tell these things. Amen. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. And this is last I'll read, verse 14 of Romans 8. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And I'm telling you, I feel led by the Spirit of God to tell you to be careful of these colds and flus that are going around, because it's more than just a physical thing. It's spiritual. I pray to God that you never experience what my son and I, and I'm sure more than just us, have been experiencing lately. I pray that your health stays good and that God keeps you from these things. But if you should happen to experience this, it is a horrible feeling, and you literally have to battle it spiritually. You have to edify yourself. And I printed out this poster that I sent to the people on my group, New Birth Ministries 3 at yahoogroups.com, the number 3, that is. And I printed it out, and it says, encourage thyself. And this is what we have to start doing, encouraging thyself, encouraging ourselves, because Satan is after you. He hates your guts. He doesn't want you to live. And he's trying desperately to get you to pull that trigger. I'm telling you now, the next time you get sick, you feel like something's coming on, fast and pray. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Reverend Essie signing out. Hoorah. Marine Corps term. Ex-Marine. God bless you. Have a good day.